I first came across The River by Rima Godden in the British Council Library in Karachi. It felt immediate and authentic, different from the Indo-Anglian giants like Kipling and Forster, who, though fascinating, bore no relevance to my experience. Rima's books were about a more recent India, redolent with the colours and customs of the subcontinent I grew up in. It was a familiar yet fresh world. I understood its people, shared their taboos, and rarely questioned their race and class biases. Years later, when we became friends, Rima laughed at the idea that she had stirred my first socialist sentiments. In all her books, I recognised people I knew, especially the edgy, preoccupied mothers, desperate to keep alive a creative spark in constant danger of being smothered. There was a haunting alienation which floated from book to book, a knowing that she could fit in by playing the role of a traditional housewife, but clinging instead to a wayward urge that demanded fulfilment. This meta-discourse was superimposed on the words. I didn't know it then, but a sacrifice was required. One had to make way for the other. The woman as perfect housewife, or a personal sense of being, as creator, as writer. Living in London as a young adult, I once wandered into a bookshop with an entire shelf dedicated to Rima Godden's books. Apart from the India novels, there were children's picture books, set in China with intriguing names like the Big Pooh Bar, or the prize-winning YA novel, The Didikoi, set in England. The sheer range of her writing sparkled with quirkiness and curiosity, conveying an overwhelming urge to share the creativity exploding in her mind. It was her largesse that made her bold. Enough to write her first novel in the voice of a Chinese prince, reincarnated as a Pekingese. She dismissed it later as my whimsical chinoiserie. Rima felt lucky to spend her writing life with an agency that managed all her writing. But she tried to warn me of the pitfalls. I fear for your writing, my dear, she used to say. You have a butterfly mind like mine. If you hop from one kind of book to another, you're not considered a serious writer, you know. It was the reason, she confided, wistfully. My books seep, they don't sweep. This was her sacrifice. Like her heroines, Rima Godden refused to be packaged as one kind of writer and smother her spark. I decided to follow suit. I would dream crazy dreams of writing about subjects that fascinated me in the form that best suited them. I would not kowtow to the demands of the market. With her as my model, I experimented across genres with varying levels of success. I have found writing challenging at times. What writer doesn't? But it's never been arduous or painful. So I shall always be grateful for the generosity of spirit that led Rima along that path and inspired me to follow.